You're listening to KNKX. In some ways, McNeil Island is just like most other islands in Puget Sound. It has gorgeous mountain views, and you can only get there via ferry. But you won't see cute restaurants or beach houses. The only things on McNeil Island are an abandoned prison and the Special Commitment Center. The prison on McNeil ran for 136 years before it closed in 2011. And the Special Commitment Center is where the state keeps so-called sexually violent predators who have already served their prison time but are deemed too dangerous to release. KNKX reporters Paula Whistle and Simone Alize have spent the past year in partnership with the Washington State History Museum digging into the history of McNeil Island. They're presenting what they found in a new six-part podcast called Forgotten Prison. The first episode is available now. Simone and Paula talked with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick about what they've learned.
Simone and Paula, in this first episode, you take us to McNeil Island. We learn it's a prison no one really wanted and a prison that's easy to forget about. But the fact is, McNeil is part of a foundation of a prison system that we still use today. What's behind the effort to preserve its history now?
The fact of the matter is there's just a lot of history here. For the quick and dirty timeline, McNeil opened in 1875. It opened before Washington was a state. It became a federal prison, and then the state took it over in 1981, and it became a state prison, which ran until it closed in 2011. Not only was McNeil Island a federal prison, it was actually one of the first federal prisons in the country. It was a model for Alcatraz. So there is so much history here that is worth exploring.
Well, and the other thing is nobody knows about this. Nobody seems to know anything about McNeil. I mean, did you know anything about it, Kirsten, really?
All I really knew about McNeil Island was the Special Commitment Center on it, but I didn't know the history of the prison itself.
Yeah, you'll find that's true with a lot of people. And you don't really find people who are super familiar with this really significant portion of Northwest history.
There is so much to learn about McNeil Island, and it seems more people know about Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay than they do about McNeil Island. But what we've learned in the first episode is the Birdman of Alcatraz, the famous prisoner there, was at McNeil first.
Well, he was at McNeil. That was the first place he actually went to prison, Robert Stroud. And, you know, he didn't keep birds at McNeil. He actually technically didn't keep birds at Alcatraz either, like the Burt Lancaster Birdman of Alcatraz movie. But yeah, he was an early prisoner on McNeil Island. He then went to Leavenworth Prison and then ended up at Alcatraz. But nobody knows the McNeil piece of that history. And he actually wrote extensively about his life in prison and about McNeil Island.
There are a couple of reasons why I think Alcatraz sort of gets a lot more name recognition. Maybe the big part of it is that you can go to Alcatraz, right? It's a museum, and I've actually been on the tour. I think several years ago I went. You're not going to get that with McNeil. McNeil is totally off limits to the public. You can only get there by government foot ferry. You have to go through background checks. So, you know, you're not going to be able to go there and see the island or see the old buildings. And because of that, then you also have sort of the pop culture element. I mean, like, how many movies did we find about Alcatraz?
A lot. And I think we found, what, maybe three that even mentioned McNeil
Island. Just like passingly. Yeah. They're not really about McNeil. So a lot of that contributes to people's sort of lack of knowledge around this place.
You both got a look at this place. And I would like to know what life was like on McNeil Island inside and outside of the prison while it was still in operation.
Because it was on an island, for most of the prison's history, the people who worked at the prison lived on the island, and the guards, et cetera, had their families with them, which meant there were kids who grew up on the island. And for the kids who grew up on this island, it was really just this idyllic setting.
It's like paradise.
Wow. It really was. You know, you hear all these stories about going fishing and hiking. Becca Ritchie is someone who grew up on the island in the 70s. Her dad ran the prison employee store when it was a federal prison.
We'd go out and play in the field, and it was just a big community and where we listened to each other's parents. And it was a real tight community where we didn't lock our doors. It was a very different place to grow up than, like, downtown Tacoma.
Yeah, you didn't lock your doors. Wow. You're living next to a prison.
That's what I found so interesting when she said that.
When you think about it, it totally makes sense. All of the criminals or the would-be criminals who are on this island are already locked up. So, of course, you don't need to lock your doors. The kids who lived on this island really just had a remarkable amount of freedom.
you know, they talk about it, it's almost like they're a private island. And it also, unlike Alcatraz, which is just on the rock, right, this is more than 4,000 acres, most of which is wildlife preserve now.
All right, so that was outside of the prison. Let's talk about what it's like inside.
Well, I mean, one thing that is different for people who were incarcerated here than other big prisons, federal prisons in particular, is it didn't have a 30-foot wall around it. So you could see out, even if you were in prison, you saw, you know, you could see Mount Rainier. So a lot of the people we talked to who were inside talked about that being one of the nice things about, I mean, they were locked up on McNeil, but that was a nice thing when they went to the yard, they could see all of this scenery and smell the sea air, that sort of thing.
One person we talked to, Paul Wright, who was locked up there, he kind of complicates that view a little bit. He was at McNeil for a few years in the late 90s, and he's been a prisoner's rights advocate for a long time. Here's what he had to say about that natural aspect of McNeil.
You know, we could see Puget Sound from the yard. We could see some of the scenery and some of the wildlife, but I think it's, let's say, not so much the scenic environment, but the cage you're being kept in. You know, the cage can still be in a nice surrounding environment, but you're still in a cage.
Of course, that reminds you that it is prison and you're in prison.
What did you see when you all took a tour of what's left of the prison now?
I was astounded, quite frankly, at the shape it was in. I mean, it was very, things were just left. I mean, when the state closed it, they just walked away. And so you see evidence of like a coffee cup still sitting on a desk and files strewn about.
I mean, yeah, you would see things that were just straight left. I mean, I think our photographer, Parker Miles Blome, he found a note in one of the old cells that was sort of a note of encouragement to someone who had clearly been locked up there. It was like, hang in there or keep up, keep in there, you know. I think the thing that I was so shocked by is you tell someone you're walking into an abandoned prison and it sounds really cool and kind of scary and urban, but then you walk in and you're just met with all of these signs that there were people there, you know, just the packets of creamer or whatever is strewn about. You cannot get away from the fact that there were people here and that lives were lived there.
So much was learned in this first episode, and I'm sure there's much more to learn as more podcasts are released, ladies. Thanks so much for talking about it.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Thank you.
The first episode of Forgotten Prison is available now, and new episodes will be released weekly. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Find out more and check out KNKX's exclusive photos of McNeil Island at ForgottenPrison.org. Forgotten Prison is supported in part through a grant from Humanities Washington.